Friends, in this last chapter of your book and your syllabus, we are going to discuss about the settlement of the death claim and missing persons. It is relevant to retail banking, that is why this chapter has been incorporated here. Okay? And this is a very sensitive matter. We have to see legally and sentimentally also. So, our objective is to understand the legal and regulatory framework of settling the claim of the death person or death of the person or missing person. Sometimes claims that some relatives claims that the person is missing and no more traceable, right? So, understand the step-by-step operational process followed by the bank for handling the death claims. Understand the difference between nomination, survivorship and legal heirship of their implication for the claim settlement. Now, the structure of our discussion will consist of importance of efficient death claim settlement, key legal concept, operational steps, special situations, missing persons claim settlement, risk, fraud and compliance challenges and best practices for banks. Friends, death of an account holder is a sensitive event with significant financial implications. Banks play a very crucial role in providing timely and empathetic and legally compliant settlement of the deceased customer, its assets and liabilities, such as savings account, fixed deposit, loan, lockers, safe custody articles, then demat account or third party insurance, etc. Proper claim settlement ensures that the genuine claimant is receiving the funds quickly, disputes are minimized, fraudulent withdrawals are prevented, and bank comply with the statutory requirement. Therefore, there is an importance for the death claim settlement issue. Now you understood why this particular topic was incorporated in your syllabus. Importance of efficient death claim and settlement in retail banking. In retail banking only we are focusing. Others, we are not looking into person related or trust related only, we will look into here. The importance of the efficient death claim settlement in retail banking can be explained under some key dimensions. One, ensuring the financial continuity for families. Ensure compliance with the regulatory guidelines. Reducing the operational and fraud risk. Enhancing customer trust with the bank and reputation, supporting financial inclusion and social security schemes, avoidance of the legal complications and disputes, facilitating the smooth transition and the customer relationship, meeting internal audit, risk management and governance standard. These are some of the obligations of the bank, right? Now, the key concept affecting the death claim settlement consists of nomination under banking law, then survivorship clauses for the joint account, then Indian Succession Act 1925. If there is no nomination or no survivorship or dispute among the heirs, legal heirs, and valid will is present. Then succession certificate, which is issued by civil court and purpose is to authorize the holder of the collect the debts and securities of deceased. Now probate and letters of administration will be there. Probate is nothing but it is a court certified copy of the will. Which is mandatory for the wills executed in Chennai, Mumbai and Calcutta, confirms the will's validity. Letter of administration issued when a person dies intestate, that is without will, or will exists but no executor is appointed. or the executor refuses it to unable to act. Legal heir certificate or succession certificate, details about this document is provided here, which is issued by whom, purpose, time frame, and acceptance. Legal heir and succession certificates. You may please go through that table for better understanding along with your chapter in the book, right? Then Indian Evidence Act 1872, that is missing person, under section 108. Section 108 of Indian Evidence Act state that if person has not been heard or for 7 years, he or she may be presumed dead by the competent court. RBI regulation on customer services, that is RBI master circulars, are issued. So these are some of the regulations. IBA model of operational guidelines can be utilized, and contract law principles are, as per the Indian Contract Act, the bank deposits relationship as debtor creditor relationship. Operational steps in the death claim. What are the steps when you have been informed? As a banker, you have been informed, intimation after death and immediate action. What immediate action you will take? First, receipt of intimation. Then verify the information. Freeze of the account, first, of the deceased account. Then note on the prevention of the fraud. Collect the mandatory document. Bank provides the claim settlement kit containing claim form, indemnity, affidavit, checklist, etc., etc. I am not going into more documentation, but here is a list of the documentation. You can very well go through that. For joint account, there is a mandate. Either or survivor, anyone or survivor jointly, etc. For locker and safe custody, locker nomination form, joint hire agreement, etc. Verification of nomination, survivorship clause. This step determines whether the claim can be settled without legal representation. Number one, nomination exists. If nomination exists, bank pay the funds to the nominee after KYC. No legal document, succession certificate, etc. is required. Nominee signs the receipt and discharge. Okay? This is as simple as that, as if the nominee should be there. Then joint account with the survivorship clause. If either or survivor or anyone or survivor, the survivor receives the balance, if jointly, all the legal heir of the document is required. Then if no nomination, no survivorship, mandate. Then bank refer to the legal heirship of the document, succession certificate, probate or will, or letters of administration and legal heir certificate. Claim scrutiny and legal documentation check. Detailed scrutiny of the document should be undertaken. Verify the authenticity of the document. Validate KYC claimant. Cross-check the nomination record and verify the legal paper and confirm that no legal disputes are pending. Then internal check. Ensure no lien, freeze, garnish order or any other court order. Verify outstanding loan. Check if any insurance like credit life or home loan insurance is applicable. Record all heirs. When no nomination exists, identify all the heirs to avoid the dispute. Sanction and approval by competent authority. Bank have clearly defined the delegation of powers. Branch manager 1 lakh to 5 lakhs. Rupees 1 to 5 lakhs. Regional office, zonal office for medium claim, and head office credit and operation department for higher value or litigated cases. Settlement of the claim and release of funds. Modes of payment, NEFT, RTGS, account credit or pay orders. And receipt of discharge, claimant signs the discharge form and confirms resettlement. Indemnity bond are obtained when the legal documentation is relaxed. For joint account, survivor must submit written request, identity proof, death certificate. And for the depositors in the name of minors, payment is made to the natural guardian, court-appointed guardian if required. Closure of the transfer account, after the settlement, account is closed or funds are transferred to the new account of the heirs or nominee, and deposits are prematurely closed without penalty for death settlement. Locker inventory, if applicable, is handed over to following the RBI 2021 locker rules. Standing instructions are removed and customer's profile is archived. Then treatment of the loan account and the liability. Operation steps consist of check for co-borrower or guarantor obligations, invoke credit for a credit life insurance, initiate recovery, and settle the dues before releasing the net proceeds. Record keeping, audit trail, and compliance. This consists of bank must maintain the complete claim file with the documents, audit log, approval notes, processing timelines, communication record. Regulatory compliance consists of RBI mandate, timely claim settlement, and internal audit should check it. Non-compliance may result into supervisory action. Communication, customer support, and sensitivity. Death claim settlement is an emotionally sensitive process. Bank must offer empathetic communication, guide the family through the documentation, thorough documentation, then provide the transparent timelines, resolve the queries promptly, avoid insisting for unnecessary document. Special situation in death claim settlement. Settlement of the locker account after the death. Locker with nomination. Bank follow the nominee to access the locker, remove the content, receive an inventory list. The process is carried out in presence of bank official, nominee, or independent witnesses. Inventory procedures consist of mandatory to prepare the detailed inventory. No valuation of the content should be done by the bank. Inventory signed by all persons. Joint locker with survivorship clause. Then either are survivor jointly or former are survivor, the heirship, they can operate the locker depending upon the mandate. Locker without nomination or survivorship mandate. Claimant must produce a legal heir certificate or succession certificate or probate of will, letter of administration, etc. Then safe custody articles. Safe custody with the nomination. In that case, nominee can claim the article after completing the KYC and submitting the death certificate. Bank follows the RBI mandated inventory guidelines. Safe custody without nomination, legal heir certificate, succession certificate or probate is definitely required. Articles in joint names, survivorship clause decides who gets the access. For jointly operated safe custody, the mode of operation governs the post-death access. Important control is must. Bank must ensure that the sealed packets are not opened by the bank staff, only inventory of the external details, size description is noted. Settlement of the loan account after death. Death of the borrower does not extinguish the liability. Bank must balance the recovery with the customer sensitivity. Types of loan affected: home loan, vehicle loan, personal loan, business loan, education loan, credit card, etc. loans are affected. Operational steps consist of mark borrower as deceased in the system, check the loan related documentation, check the credit life insurance coverage, liability handling. Co-borrower, guarantor or estate of the deceased is to be looked into. Then death with the insurance coverage. Loan on mortgage property, overdraft and CC accounts are accordingly need to be recovered. Death of NRI, PIO, OCI account holders. NRI customers may maintain the NRE, NRO or FCNR account. Documentation for NRI death claim is a simple death certificate issued by abroad, apostilled and consular attested, passport copy, visa, OCI, PIO recommendation, claimant's KYC, relationship proof. Settlement procedure consists of if nominee is resident, then settlement in INR. If nominee is NRI, then remittance should be sent abroad as per the FEMA rules. And if the claimants are abroad, then additional requirement, that is notarized affidavit, attestation by Indian embassy or consulate, and a foreign court probate. FCNR and NRE deposits consist of the treatment should be given by transfer the nominee to NRE NRO account, and no penalty or premature withdrawal due to death. FEMA consideration, transfer to the foreign heirs must comply with the limit of USD 1 million per financial year for repatriation of assets of the deceased. Settlement when the legal heir includes the minor. The key principles are there because minor cannot operate the account for claim assets and independently, and settlement is made thorough. Natural guardian or court-appointed guardian should be there. The property required is birth certificate of the minor, guardian's KYC, court order, or indemnity for the guarantor. Payment options as usual, and then special control measures are required to avoid allowing guardians to prematurely withdraw by misuse of funds. Cases with contested claimants or family disputes, court order payment must be withheld until the court orders are issued or succession certificate or joint declaration by all heirs. Government scheme and subsidy linked accounts for schemes such as PMJJBY, PMSY, banks act as a facilitator, and settlement depends on scheme of specific rules. Faster than high value claims. High value cases above rupees 10 lakhs or rupees 25 lakhs depending upon bank policy requires enhanced due diligence, mandatory legal documentation, multi-level approval, and legal department vetting. Missing persons claim settlement. Whatever we have seen is that is relating to the person who is expired, dead. So it is death claim settlement. In case a person is missing for a longer period and their relatives are claiming the amount in their account. As per section 108 of Indian Evidence Act, if the person has not heard for 7 years by those who would naturally have heard from them, the court may presume that the person is dead. Implication for banks. Banks cannot declare a missing person dead on their own. Format of the court order declaring the presumption of the death is required in most cases. Police issued non-traceable certificate, and this ensures the legal protection to the bank. Circumstances leading to the missing person. How you can say that person is missing? Due to the account holder may go missing due to accident or natural disaster, mental illness or wandering, criminal incidences, migrating without contact, and family disputes, kidnapping or trafficking, suicide where body is not recovered, and bank must handle such cases with sensitivity and compliance. Documents required for the missing persons claim settlement. Majorly, the mandatory documents consist of FIR on missing persons complaint copy from the police department, non-traceable certificate from the police officer investigating, and court order declaring the presumption of the death, claim form, KYC document of the claimant, and proof of relationship. Nomination details, if any, then indemnity bond affidavit, especially for small value claims, and additional document, if any, is as per the case specific, has to be taken. Operational steps in missing the person claim settlement. Step by step, here it is given. Step 1, intimation of missing person. Step 2, review of the police document. Number 3, freezing of the account. Number 4, obtaining the court order number 5, number 6, document scrutiny and the legal verification, number 7, approval by the competent authority, and number 8, with the settlement of the claim. Then there will be special consideration in missing person settlement. Return on missing persons. Persons return. A person is said it is missed, missing person. But when he returns, then if the person returns after the settlement, bank is protected if the settlement was based on court order. Okay? Then claimant may have to refund the money as per the court direction. Then loan account. Recovery continues from co-borrower or guarantees or insurance. High risk and fraud prone cases consist of bank must monitor this situation where missing complaints are filed shortly after the large withdrawals. Then government schemes, then NRI missing person cases, then simplified procedure for small value claims that is provided. You may please go through this. Court order may be relaxed. Risk, fraud and compliance challenges. Fraud risk will be there, and under this, there will be a fake death certificate or false claimant will be there. Misuse of ATM or UPI after death. Then there may be fraudulent withdrawal by the joint account holder. There may be a forged succession certificate in wills. Then fraud by the insiders. Then collusion with between the banks and the employee and the claimant. And next will be the misuse of missing person situation. Operational risk will be there for the delayed freezing of account, incomplete documentation, incorrect application of mandate, poor communication with customers, system errors, risk of duplication payment, legal and compliance risk is there, which consists of violation of RBI guidelines, misinterpretation of the legal document, or ignoring the pending court cases, failure to comply with the Indian Succession Act, non-compliance of the missing person claim consists of settlement of the claim without proper court order under Section 108 of Evidence Act, then wrong settlement in joint account, then FEMA violation for NRI claims. Reputational risk. Reputational risk consists of customer complaints and media escalation, that is a perception of the bank insensitivity, impact on the bank's relationship with the community. Then fifth is the risk related to the loan account of the deceased missing customers, non-recovery risk, fraud by co-borrower or wrongful release of the mortgage assets. Risk related to locker and safe custody consists of mishandling of inventory, unverified locker content, and bank liability risk. Internal control and governance challenges consist of lack of staff training, absence of standard operating process, documentation storage issue, then poor system integration. Best practices for the banks to promote and maintain the updated nomination record, quick and accurate freezing account after intimation of the death, provide a simplified customer-friendly claim settlement process and strict adherence to the RBI timelines, robust documentation verification maker-checker, ensure legal compliance for missing persons claim, and transparent and the safe locker and safe custody settlement procedures, efficient handling of the loan account, special handling of minors account, then strengthening the internal control and staff training, implement digital innovation for the faster settlement, maintain transparent communication and empathy, and comprehensive record keeping and audit trail. Friends, with this, we conclude our discussion on the last chapter of your subject, death claim and settlement and missing persons claim. With this, we conclude our discussion on the subject also and this chapter also. At the end, I must say thanks to all of you, as well as I must say profound thanks to the Wellinker Institute of Management, who has given me a splendid opportunity to talk to you people and explain you in the manner in which I have explained you now. So Thank you very much for the willing courage of management also. So thanks once again. Thank you.